Welcome back to the History of German Dance. This is an informative program that teaches you some of the things that you probably will see, well, etiquette, I guess, and it helps you to understand what's happening at each and every powwow, how to go ahead and come in, participate. You know, I see the non-natives come on in and enjoy only the grand entry. And yeah, that might be the pinnacle of each powwow, but there's so much more to each and every powwow than meets the eye, I guess. What you're basically seeing is singing and dancing at its finest, but also there's other things to it. You know, you go to a rodeo and you watch the grand entry, but that's not it. You don't get up and leave after the grand entry, right? So it's basically the same thing, because now you got other things that are happening after that that you get to participate and enjoy. And all of it is put on for your enjoyment also, but also for a spiritual aspect of it. So don't cheat yourselves out of what's more to it than what meets the eye. Stay. Talk, ask questions, get some answers. I'm sure you'll enjoy it just as much as you enjoy a conversation with your bestie, your best friend. You'll sit down and talk with everybody else that's here and diversify yourself, immerse yourself in what will promise to be an experience for yourself, a learning experience. And of course, you know, getting some history right for yourselves, and you'll be able to take that home, teach it, and better understand what the Indian people have, Native Americans, whatever you want to call them, have been here, and what they've gone through, what they've experienced, and now where they're at with it, and how they're still here, we are still here, and of course our side of the story. And our side of the story, you know, is basically, you know, we've experienced a genocidal tragedy amongst us, and how we've overcome that. You know, you got those Jews that are on the other side of the world, 7 million of them perished in that tragedy. And here we have much more, many more millions beyond that have perished in this tragedy here, and by the same brutal means. So, and here we are, still praying, still dancing together, still talking, still eating, still dancing, still singing. And what we've been through and how we've brought this back, and how we're able to go ahead and still, you know, bring everybody in and still talk and honor everybody. Like I said, we got those vets that we honor. We got we don't really honor the 4th of July, but we call it the 4th of July powwow. And we still are enjoying ourselves, because we don't have like fireworks or anything like that at those events. Vets events, yes, we do. Memorial, yes, we honor all those that have gone on before us, and we talk about those incidents that are those things that have gone on before us, not things but beings, and you know, love don't cost a thing. It just is. And when you come and you participate, you're gonna feel that, and you're gonna share it, and you're gonna take that home with you. And you know what? You're gonna be back. You're gonna be back to get that same feeling again, talk with different people, and take that home. And then come back again and do it again. That's that feeling that you get. That's that, you're hooked. That's what it's called. And you get that powwow fever. And you know, it adds so much to your life, because you're part of a community, you're part of something bigger than yourself, and you're part of a spiritual experience, a spiritual high. And you don't have to go home, you don't have to use alcohol or drugs or anything like that. You get the power hangover, you go home, you recuperate for the week, you go to work, and boom, Friday rolls around, you're off and running again to the next one. You go enjoy yourself, do the same thing all over again, and all the things that we've talked about throughout the powwows, you're going to get all that experience, and then some more, and then some more, and that adds to your life. You know, eventually, you know, you got this, you're this being that's walking around and just exuding all of this spiritual energy, this high that you've acquired, and are taking it back out into the world. And that's the beauty of positiveness. You know, you get to go out, you get to share it and pass it on. And that's some of the things that you get to do as a person that has come from a power and that has actually stayed and has actually got something out of it. You know, we're not there to bite you. We're not there to condemn you. You know, we're just there to say, hey, you know, we're still here, and we're still dancing, we're still singing, and we still love everybody. We love our children, we love our grandparents, we love our spouse, we have our brother, sister, aunt, uncle. And then you start to realize, hey, everybody here got those same things we got. And, you know, they're not so much different, but they have a way about them. And it's a spiritual way. It's always a spiritual way. And it's a spiritual high. It's a good, good feeling. And you won't want to let it go. I know a lot of people don't even want to go home at the end of the powwow sometimes, you know. And of course, if you have like 6-7 kids and I'm tired, let's go. You know, of course, you know. Or else, you know, I have a long ways to go, I gotta get going. And you know that they've come a long way to come and share that feeling with you. And that's a feeling, that's a good feeling in itself too. History of Drum and Dance is a great, great radio show. And you know, it's we only do like 10 minutes each time, but that 10 minutes is 10 minutes that's well worth listening to. And you get to understand some things that you probably never heard before, because how could you, you know, if you're on one side and somebody's on the other side, of course you're not going to hear both sides. So come on in, hear the other side, and you'll find it's about love. You know, it's not about hate, and it's about keeping on dancing, keeping on singing. History of Drum and Dance, see you again next week. Yeah, big witch for listening, tuning in. Thank you.